V'chein az ayoichet zogt de Mishnah weiter, mesechtes kelim perik chav zayin, de Mishnah ches. Beget sh'arg bay shalosh al shalosh. Ah, starts like this last Mishnah, right? After all, therefore it says v'chein. And az ayoich. And here as well. Let's see. Mishnah zayin started ha-beget sh'arg bay shalosh al shalosh. And here, v'chein beget sh'arg bay shalosh al shalosh. Did you notice that there's a hey missing over here? That there it was shloish al shloish, and here it's shalosh al shalosh. There's a reason for that. Shloish al shloish means 3x3 tfachim. The tefach is about the size of a fist. Shalosh al shalosh means 3x3 etzba'os. 3x3 finger widths. The shear for the baggage to become tamei tumas midras is 3x3 tfachim. But for tamei meis, it's 3x3 etzba'os. So v'chein, yes, it also starts out similar to the previous Mishnah. But in the previous Mishnah, it was 3x3 tvachim, and we're talking about tumas midras. Here we're talking about a beged, which is by far much smaller than that. Sh'arig by shalosh al shalosh, not shloisha by shloisha tvachim, rather, shalosh al shalosh, 3x3 finger widths, 3x3 etzba'os. V'nitma t'mei meis, it can't be midras, because there's no midras, it's too small for that. But it does have mamish the minimum shear of shalosh al shalosh. It's exactly shalosh al shalosh etzba'os. That's the shear basically for all tumas, besides for medras. Less than shalosh al shalosh, it will not become tame. With no kind of tumas, says the Batanura. L'maisa v'nitma t'meimes. It became tame t'meimes. V'hishlim olav es kol ha-beged. Then he finishes off weaving the rest of the beged. At that point, the entire beged becomes t'meimes. It's all part of one beged. Just like in the previous Mishnah we said, after 3x3, and it becomes Tumas Midras, he finishes off the beged, and the whole thing is Tumas Midras, here too. If after 3x3 it's boys, it becomes Tamei Tmei Meis, and then he finishes weaving the rest of the beged, then the din is, it's all Tmei Meis. And we're following the same pattern as the previous Mishnah, the Achakach, afterwards. Again, step one, I have a beged that's Shalosh Shalosh. Step two became Tamei Tmei Meis. Step three, I finished the baguette. Step four is, that's the viachrakach over here, not al chutachot mitchilosai. I took out one thread from my original shalosh al shalosh. So now the entire baguette is tar mitmei meis. Because that part that became tamei meis to start with no longer has the shear. Aval tamei because of magat mei meis. The rest of the baguette is still tamei because it touched something that's tamei meis. When something touches something, which is tamei meis, and it becomes tamei, it doesn't have to keep touching it. Even if the original tamei meis is not there anymore, it's still tamei. Memela, even though the original 3x3 finger width is no longer 3x3, the rest of the beged is still tamei because it once touched something which was 3x3. And at that point, it touched tamei meis. And here too, we follow the same pattern as in the previous Mishnah. If the sequence of events was as follows, I have 3x3 finger widths. It becomes tamei tamei meis. But here, step three is first not al chutachet metchilasai. I first remove one of the threads, so it's no longer 3x3 fingers. The achakach, and only afterwards, hishlim olav is kol ha-beged. I finish weaving the entire beged. So here, tar, the beged is completely tahar. Wait a second, this wasn't the same as in the previous Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah, we said, in this case, where we had shloish al shloish and it became tamei, tumas midras, and he first removed the thread and then finished the beged, we said the rest of the beged is still tamei, tumas maga midras. But here we're saying the rest of the beged is tar, because he first removed the thread and only then was mashlim the beged. So the Mishnah says, yes, yes, for sure. Nesha amru, because Enechanami, Chazal were very clear here when they said, shalosh al shalosh and ismaed, if it's three etzbois by three etzbois, that becomes less than that amount, tar. It's completely tar. It has no tumma on it whatsoever. So then when he finishes off the rest of the beged, it's not touching anything tummy. Aval but shloish al shloishesh and ismayed, if I have 3x3 tfachim, that's tummy, tumas midras, even though it became smaller, it's not completely tar. Aval bisha tar mi midras, it's tar from tumas midras. However, tummy b'chala tumas, it still retains the other tumas. So if you have something which is exactly 3x3 and it's tamei tumas midras, and you make it smaller, you're right, it loses the midras. But it still has a din of something that touched a midras. And memela, when you connect the rest of the beged to it, it's all something that touched the midras. On the other hand, shalosh al shalosh, not 3x3 tvachim, 3x3 etzbois, 3x3 finger widths. If it gets less than that, there's no tum here whatsoever. So therefore, if you keep on going, and you finish the rest of the bag, and it's not connected to anything tummy, and memela, everything is tar. Okay, if you want, you can go on to the next Mishnah. If you want, you can listen. Listen to what? Well, we have to iron out some technicalities over here. Truth be told, I kept telling you all along, Midras is avatum, and the other tumis are not avatum. That's true. Most of the other tumis are not avatum. But tumas meis could be an avatum. As a matter of fact, tumas meis could even be more severe than an avatum. Tumas meis could be an avia vais hatum. Let's chazer over a little bit what we learned at the beginning of the Masechta. Some of this we saw at the beginning of the Masechta, some is going to be new, and it's important if you really want to understand our Mishnah. The Batanura doesn't deal with this at all, neither does the Taisus Yom Tiv, the Mishnah Achrayna does. That's why I said to you, if you want, you can go on to the next Mishnah, or you can listen. A mess is an Avi Avay Satoma. A person that becomes Tami from a mess is an Avatoma. He's Metama, a person in Kalim. There are different shitas exactly how this works, but a Kali that becomes tummy from a mess. So we learn cherev hareyu kecholol. The cherev, the sword, is like the dead person. Just like the mess is an avi avay satoma, the cherev, according to some, any keli, is also an avi avay satoma. Same is true for a keli that touches the mace. The machlekes are shining exactly what kind of keli, but for sure, let's say the sword that touches a mace, it has the same level of the mace. The mace is an avi avay satoma. The cherev that's in the mace, the sword, is also an avi avay satoma, and some say that's true for any keli that touches the mace. It doesn't go down a level in tuma. It stays in avi avay satoma. Now listen, a person that touches a mace, the chevra kedisha, let's say, that touches the mace, he is an av hatoma. A keli that touches a person that touched the mace also has this avatum. There's something about kalim that either if it touches a mace, or even if it touches a person that touches a mace, it doesn't go down in its level of tumah, it stays on the same level. So if the keli touches a mace, the keli becomes an avia vaisa tumah like the mace. And if the keli touches a person who touched the mace, the keli is an avhatum, just like the person who touched the mace is an avhatum. As you already know, an avatum can be metama other Adam the Kalim. But this Kali, let's say, that touched an Avatoma, which stays an Avatoma, if that Kali touches another Kali, here already it starts going down. The second Kali is a Rishon L'Tumah. A Rishon L'Tumah is not Metama Adam or Kalim. A Rishon L'Tumah, as we have seen many times, is only Metama Oichlin Amashkin. So though Tumas Midras is considered a very Chomer Dekatumah, but Tumas Mes has some things that no other Tumah has. This, that if a keli should touch a mace, the keli is also an avia vaisa tuma like the mace, and it doesn't go down in tuma. And this, that if a keli touches a person who touched the mace, that person is an avatum, and that the keli also stays an avatum, that's unique to tumas mace, and we come out don't have it anywhere else. Another thing about tumas mace is that sometimes the person is tummy for 7 days, or sometimes the keli is tummy for 7 days, and you have to spray on the person or the keli the water that's mixed with the ashes of the Parah Aduma on day number 3 and 7. And sometimes the person or keli is only tummy for the day. All you have to do is go to the mikvah, tie the keli, and by night he's tar. So can you tell me when is it Tumas Shiva, when is it Tumas Erev? Anyone that becomes tummy through a mace, and he or the keli is an Av Hatuma, he's tummy for 7 days. And again, that means he has to be sprayed with the water that's mixed with the ashes of the Parah Aduma, day number 3 and 7. And only afterwards can he tovel himself. Those that are tummy, tumas meis, but they're only a rishon l'tumah, they're only tummy for the day. In other words, till the evening. When they tovel themselves, that evening they're tahar. Now that we've chazered this over, let's see our Mishnah again. V'chein beged she'arag boy shalosh al shalosh. I have a beged that so far he wove 3x3 finger widths. It is exact 3x3 finger widths. Tumas Midras, no shaychus. You have to have 3x3 tvachim. But v'nitma tmei meis. Now, the Mishnah is not really telling us what type of tumas meis, on what level. But the Mefarshim explain on the level where he would be tummy for 7 days. That's the type of tumah that the Mishnah is talking about. Somehow this beged, this small tiny shalash al shalash beged, became tummy through a mace and it became an avatumah. And it would be tummy for 7 days. How do you think that happened? You think the beged touched the mess itself? There are shitas that hold only metal, when it touches the mace itself, keeps the same level of the mace. But cloth does go down. So according to that shita, it's easy. The beged touched the mace itself. If a sword would touch the mace itself, it would be in a via vaisatum. If any piece of metal would touch the mace itself, it would stay in a via vaisatum, like the mace is. Ah, but because it's a beged, not metal, and it touched the mace, so it's an avatumah. And being that it's an avatumah, it would be metama, another beged that touches it. But that other beged that touches it would go down to rishon litum. What about according to the man da amar, that not just metal, but anything that touches a mace stays in a via vaisatumah, any keli? So it would have to be that we're talking about a person who touches the mace. Here, hakol moedim, he goes down to an avatumah. And then this beged touched the person who touched the mace. And according to this shita, the beged stays in avatumah just like the person. Either way, it has to be that this original 3x3 finger beged was an avatumah in tumas mace. If not, it can't possibly be metama anything else other than oichlen umashkin. So step one, we had this shalash al shalash beged. Only 3x3 etzbois. Step two, it either touched the mace itself. It goes according to the shita, that being that it's not metal, it goes down to avatumah. According to the shita, that every keli that touches a mace stays in the via vaisatumah, the beged touched a person who touched the mace, so it's an avatum. Either way, what's important is that it's an avatum. Step three, v'hishol mol v'skol beged, he finishes off the rest of the beged. Step four, v'achakach notal chut echot mitchilosai. He took out a chut from the original exact 3 etzbois by 3 etzbois. So what happened? So tahar mitmei meis. The original tumas meis pops off because you don't have the minimum shear anymore. However, at one point it was tamei meis, and the rest of the baget touched it. So the rest of the baget stays a rishon l'tum. And that's what the Mishnah means. Tahar mitmei meis means it's no longer an av hatuma that's going to require 7 days, and the para aduma. Avol tamei, but it will be tamei, als magat meimeis. In other words, it will still be a rishon l'tumah because at one point it did come into contact with an avatum. However, zok the Mishnah v'aiter. If step one was, I have a shalash al shalash. Step two, it became tamei. Again, it's an avatum. But first, not al chut echad mitchilasai. He took out one chut, so now it's less than 3x3. The achakach, and only afterwards, hishlim olav, is called a beged, that he finished the rest of the beged. Here, the beged is tar, completely tar. Why? Bivnesha amru, because we can clearly explain, shalash al shalash in esmayit, if you only have 3x3 finger widths, and it gets less than that, tar. A beged that doesn't have 3x3, you can't use it for anything. A shirim won't use it for sure. Even poor people won't use it for sure. It's not a beged, it's not makabel any tuma. So if you still had your shalash al shalash and you continued to weave the rest of the beged, fine. It either all becomes an avatuma, even if you remove the chut and make the original part less than shalash al shalash, you're still going to be dealing with the rishon l'tum. But if before he did any more weaving, it became less than 3x3, it's nothing. There's no tuma here at all. Avol, on the other hand, if you remember what we learned in the previous Mishnah, if we're not talking about 3 fingers by 3 fingers, but we're talking about shloisha shloisha 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim shenismayit, over there we say, Avalbi, even though shetar mi midras, even though he pulled out a thread and it became less than shloisha shloisha before he added anything new, but tami b'chalatumais, that new part is still going to have the other tumais besides midras. In other words, it's going to have the level of tuma as something that touched midras. Why? Because this Tana holds, once it's Tamei, Tumas Midras, even if it loses its shear, it loses the status of Midras. That's an Avatumah. But it does go down to Magamidras. It doesn't completely lose its Tumah. and then you're going to connect it to another part of the Beged. You're going to add more to it. It'll all be on the same level. It'll be on the level of something that touched Midras. Okay, so if you think I spoke out a lot, it's only the tip of the iceberg. Again, if you understood a little, that's fine. But even if you understood until when we started speaking things out, that's good. You got pshat in the Mishnah. Please don't feel bad if you didn't chap it.